morning and welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats-Guerrera. Today is Thursday, July 16th, 2026. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. Today's deep dive is not going to be a fun one. We look at safety Jair Brown. Brown had a promising start as a rookie, including intercepting Patrick Mahomes in the third quarter of the Super Bowl, but unfortunately, he hasn't been able to build off of that success. He was benched late in 2024, and last year was particularly difficult for Brown. He allowed a 99.1 passer rating when targeted. He gave up 6 touchdowns on the season. He did have 2 interceptions, but both came in the same game versus the Panthers last season. He also missed a ton of tackles, almost 16% of tackles, which is obviously not great if you're the last line of defense at safety. The more troubling concern for the Niners, however, might be the fact that Brown himself doesn't seem to see any issues with his play. According to former 49ers safety Dante Whitner, during a phone call, Brown said he played at a Pro Bowl level last season, despite all the issues we just talked about. You've heard that rant by now, but let's listen to some of Whitner's criticism of Brown, because we saw those things pop up last year. This is from the Grit Code podcast.
You have to get better in a deep half in the middle of the field. You have to get better at pre-snap communication and reading formations. In cover 2, you have to read your number ones. You have to keep a proximity of 15 yards deep, 2 yards inside the inside shoulder of the number one wide receiver. You have to keep pace and pedal and urgency. You have to have knee bend. You have to read out of your peripheral what the quarterback is doing. You have to be ready to break efficiently at certain angles. That makes you a professional. That makes you an expert at your position.
The good news for Jair is that the Niners haven't really added anyone at safety other than Ashton Davis, so Brown's going to have a chance to win the starting job again. And perhaps Raheem Morris can bring something out of him that we haven't seen in a couple of years, but honestly, that's a big if at this point. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Thursday, speaking of safeties, ESPN's look at the top 10 players at each position continues with safeties today. Spoiler alert, the Niners ain't on it. If you want to find out who is, click the link in the description. One thing to watch. We have heard for years from coaches, from players, about Kyle Shanahan's offense and how difficult it is to stop. But if you want a deep dive on just why that is, what Kyle does that makes it so hard on defensive coordinators, check out our YouTube channel at a special time today, 1 p.m. Pacific time. I will be live with Johnny Dell. We will have the film, we will have examples, and break it all down for you. You don't want to miss that. One thing you may have missed. Former Rams defensive lineman Jared Verse shared his welcome to the NFL moment, and surprise, surprise, it came courtesy of Trent Williams. Verse told NFL Network, quote, "We were running a stunt game, so I was going into the B-gap. They were trying to get outside of us like a wide play. He got to my outside shoulder, and usually if somebody gets on my outside shoulder, I'm able to just throw him off, move him out of the way, drop him to the ground. You can't do that with Trent. I tried to move his hands and it was like moving cinder blocks. I move his hands, chopping, doing all this stuff to get his hands off. I literally said like, Trent, get off of me. He literally just starts laughing and was like, you so funny, Verse. We're watching film the next day. My coach was like, Jared, you've got to get off this block. I'm like, coach, I tried. I don't even know what you want me to tell you. I tried my hardest. Don't feel bad, Jared. Trent has probably done that to a lot of people. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Click the bell so you know when we're live, which is every single weekday for you. Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats-Guerrera.
You are unwell.
Well, yes, of course, but you are also unwell.
Yeah, we're both unwell.
This has been a Gold Standard 49ers production.